T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our top local story, every person working for the city of Chicago will be able to take as much as 12 weeks of paid parental leave starting in January. It's part of a new deal announced today by the Lightfoot administration. WBBM's political editor Craig Delamore with a story.
The city of Chicago has reached an agreement with AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, to expand its policy of offering only 4 to 6 weeks of paid parental leave. As of the first of the year, 12 full weeks of paid leave will be available, whether the employee is the parent who gave birth or not. In a written statement, Mayor Lightfoot says, "The pandemic taught us many important lessons, two of which are that families need help now more than ever, and unpaid care work is a detriment to our labor market." Sherita Ellens, president of the organization Women Employed, says she hopes more employers will follow the city's example. Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBBM.
The White House is praising the city of Chicago for the way it's using American Rescue Plan Act funds to hire and better the lives of community health workers. During a White House webinar today, Jean Sperling, the Biden administration's American Rescue Plan coordinator, said Chicago's community health worker program is a model for the nation.
All I can say is I hope we can get the information on your program far and wide.
During the webinar, Mayor Lightfoot explained how the city used federal funds to not only create a core of contact trackers and community health workers during the pandemic, but start them on a career path as well. Sperling said he hopes other cities and counties are listening and can follow suit.
Well, Mayor Lightfoot's handpicked casino company has released a study about how it'll manage traffic flow in and around Medina Temple, the site of a temporary Bally's Casino in River North. There's no dedicated on-site parking for patrons. The study suggests patrons can find adequate parking in the area. When it comes to handling traffic congestion, that city also says that will come down to well-oiled valet operations, quick drop-offs and pickups for patrons at designated areas. Kevin O'Malley, managing deputy commissioner at the city's Department of Transportation, gives the study a thumbs up.
The Republican candidate for governor has a new description for Chicago. In addition to referring to the city as, in his words, a hellhole, State Senator Darren Bailey compared the city to an unruly child during an interview yesterday with the Chicago Tribune editorial board. Incumbent Democrat J.B. Pritzker didn't attend the session, and during an appearance in Springfield yesterday said it was because the paper's editorial board has been consistently unfair to him.
The editorial board has consistently taken, frankly, a view that no matter what we've accomplished in office, that they're going to denigrate it. They're going to provide misinformation and whataboutism. And I just refuse to submit to being in front of an editorial board that's been that unfair.
Bailey did not retract his previous description of the city during that interview.
And late word from Chicago police that prosecutors have charged 4 people, including 3 teenage boys, following a crash in a stolen car that killed a woman driving to work. Police arrested all 4 after that crash early yesterday at 31st and Kedzie that killed 55-year-old Dominga Flores. Officers claim a 17-year-old boy was still holding keys to a car reported stolen about 6 hours before that crash.
Part of the shoulder of I-55 became a makeshift maternity ward today. WBBM's Mike Krauser explains.
Bolingbrook Battalion Chief Chris Justice says a call came in that a woman was going into labor on I-55 northbound. Her husband had pulled over.
And so what was the scene like when you got there?
We respond with Plainfield and our Bolingbrook units in that area. Plainfield engine had been on the scene prior to my arrival, and they had started patient treatment and started the delivery process. They had reported over the radio that delivery was imminent, and they were going to be delivering in the vehicle.
So this baby was not waiting?
No. Then our Bolingbrook medic number 5 arrived on the scene, and coordination with Bolingbrook and Plainfield fire departments, baby boy was delivered.
Right in the front passenger seat of a small SUV about 15 minutes after the call. Justice says mother and baby were fine and were taken to a hospital. That's the story from Bolingbrook.
The investigation continues into two recent acts of vandalism at churches in North Suburban Evanston, as does the search for those responsible.
Evanston Police Commander Ryan Glue says one of the incidents happened either Monday or Tuesday at the Lake Street Church near Chicago Avenue.
An unknown offender damaged two second floor windows, both clear glass, and another second floor window that was stained glass. Based on the observations of the patrolman on scene, it appeared that they were damaged by throwing rocks through the window.
Glue says last Saturday, someone bent the flagpole outside the Northminster Presbyterian Church on Central Park Avenue near Harrison Street and stole a flag representing solidarity with the LGBTQ plus community. He says it does not appear the incidents are related. Police are trying to determine if they were simply acts of vandalism or if either of the churches was targeted for specific reasons. Jim Goodis, 105.9 WBBM.
There's an update on a story we first reported Wednesday about robberies of postal workers in Evanston. Prosecutors say they have charged a suspect in connection with separate robberies earlier this week. Evanston police issued an alert after those holdups after learning the robber had taken master keys that could access lobbies of multi-unit apartment buildings. The suspect, Everett Pullett, he's set to be in court this afternoon.
A craft show returns to the Chicago Botanic Garden for the first time since the pandemic. Leslie Sevchik, co-chair of the American Craft Exposition, says there are a lot of unique pieces for sale.
Everything has to be handmade by a person. There's not two of anything. It's sort of like the difference between a meal prepared for you by a chef and something that's in a box that you bought at the store.
The event featured 100 artists from around the country, including about a dozen locals. It's also a fundraiser for a project called Save Moms, which aims to reduce maternal death. The show runs from 10 to 6 today through Sunday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.